Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into the show. It is a celebration. The prospect of baseball inside the top 10. They haven't even redone it. Well, now it doesn't matter. He was a top 10. They would have given you the new prospect list today. He's no longer a prospect. He's on the roster. His name is Jack Caglione, and he might be my son. I'm kidding. He could kill me with one grip of his hand. He's that big. Somebody in the text says, damn, Dusty, you went to Omaha and brought Jack Caglione with you? I did, man. I could hear it in your guys' voices. I could see it in your tweets. I could see it in your texts. Went and saw him in Omaha, and then last night, roughly 9 o'clock at night, we got the passing tweet that said he was officially going to be called up to the major league roster. Got away today. Going to be the longest Monday of your
long
life.
Long Monday. It sucks. Yeah. It really does. Like, call me up and play today. Let's go.
Do all your yard work. Do whatever it is you got to get to get.
Are we even going
to
play tomorrow, though? We were just looking at the weather forecast. Yeah. Does that affect St. Louis, or is that just going to be at this side of the state?
I think it's going to get there probably later on in the evening. Uh-oh. So it'll be...
Let's get the debut underway. Let's go. Yeah. Move that game up a little bit. Make sure we get that thing in tomorrow, because tomorrow the weather is supposed to be kind of nasty, but hopefully it's not nasty in St. Louis. Well, it is nasty in St. Louis. I mean, the weather-wise, and they can get the job done. They haven't announced a roster move yet, and I just saw this morning Massey is trending, you know, in Kansas City. I think that has to be the move, I think, for the Royals, and then that's what I would do. I think you have the opportunity now to send Michael Massey down and kind of get him straight and get him figured out, and hopefully he can come back up later this season. Now, I'm not saying that is the roster, but that's what I would do. Michael Massey is really, he doesn't do much for
struggling.
You, right? Very much so. Look, everybody's struggling right now, but he seems to be the guy. Garcia can be your everyday third baseman. India can be your everyday second baseman. Obviously, now with Jack coming up, you've got the opportunity to move some guys around. Rave has done enough to keep him up here, I think, at this level. We saw, you know, a couple of plays that were made the other day that are going to keep guys at this level as well, and so you've got the opportunity to send Michael Massey down and kind of get him fixed, and I think that to me is the right move to make for this organization right now. Massey's not really contributing much on this team. And obviously, you know, Bobby Sal, all these guys, they're not going down. Michael Massey feels like the guy to me that seems like the odd man out. I don't know if that's breaking any news or that's a no dust statement, but I mean, that seems like the logical one for me. Bring Cags up, send Massey down, and let's get this thing moving in the right direction right now from an offensive standpoint, because again, this pitching has been just unbelievably awesome. I don't know, Dusty, that I have ever seen pitching like this before. I mean, every single time somebody takes the ball and goes out to the mound, you expect them to pitch a shutout, and they pretty much do every single time.
Yeah, Bubic yesterday, I saw a funny tweet. It said, Bubic ought to be allowed to punch every single guy that was in the lineup in the face. I was like, well done. I mean, the guy's got a 1.43 ERA. He's 5-3.
I mean, it's nuts. That's why you can't look at records for pitchers, right? Like people are like, what's his record? Who cares what his record is? His ERA is a 1.53. The guy is barely giving up runs. The guy's barely giving up hits, and he's not winning.
Three hits, 9 Ks, 7 innings.
Yeah, and lost.
Dynamite.
And And a loss. Yeah, right. Lost the game yesterday because his team can't hit themselves out of a wet paper bag. And so, I mean, I don't know how much, you know, Cags is going to turn around the offense, but hopefully he takes enough pressure off everybody else in the lineup. The guys can be relaxed again and just get out there and play some baseball and stop pressing at the plate. It's June now. The real teams are going to start to move to the top. The losers are going to move on out. And the Royals, and they're going to have an opportunity now to kind of make up some ground, win some games, and take care of some business and really get fans excited with Jack Caglione up here. I mean, if you're not excited about this today, by God, go back to bed.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic news last night.
I know that I'm hard.
Very much so. I've not been soft yet. 9 p.m. I'm not even going to call a doctor. I know something's wrong, but I'm okay with it. Hell, 4 hours. Give it 12. But no, Omaha was fun. That's where Jack Caglione kind of sealed the deal. We talked about earlier in the opening segment that he did more than just show his power as to why I think he's getting the call. I know that we all sat here and thought maybe it'd be after the 11th or 12th, or maybe it would be, you know, come after the All-Star break, or it'd be 2026, mm-hmm. right? Whatever it might have been. And 12 games in AAA, 38 in AA, easy math, 50 games, and they saw more than just power. I think they saw maturity. I think they saw growth. I think they saw a guy that's listening. I do, and I will preach this over and over and over again. I do not think he's here to be a savior. It may feel that way.
It sure does right now, right? Yeah.
It may feel that way. It may think that way. He is not the end of the Royal moves for this team to get focused and go forward into the playoffs. But what he will be is an addition.
And this is just the beginning of moves too. I mean, this is the first of, you know, there's got to be a couple more that get made to get this club up to that next level from an offensive standpoint. So this is just the beginning of what should be a great month and a half as we lead up to the trade deadline.
Yeah, because you have a little bit of something that's kind of funky with Lucas Irsig, because we saw that he was sick and then we find out he's on the IL. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a little bit of a eyebrow raiser because you don't have Hunter Harvey, you don't have Lucas Irsig. Now all of a sudden you're bullpen that was like lock, stocked, and ready to rock is a little bit wounded.
But you can go out and get bullpen guys. They've done a great job with that. Really, since, you know, 14, 15, that era, they've done a great job in rebuilding that bullpen. And last year at this time, was it Vern that told us last year at this time, last week, that we weren't thinking about Lucas Irsig? We were thinking about somebody else. And this team was thinking about guys like Lucas Irsig. Mm-hmm, yeah, so there's guys out there, pitchers out there that they can go. If something were to go wrong in the bullpen, I got all the faith in the world in JJ and company to build the bullpen. They've done a great job with that over the last couple of years.
And I think the other thing that you will see, because this is what Alex and I would kind of talk about on the way home from the stadium, or we, you know, had a lot of time to kill on Saturday. And I think one of the biggest things that he presents is that everybody likes to go back. And I've been talking to people about this the entire time we've had the Caglione thing. And everyone said, I don't want him to get called up too early. I don't want to get him called up too early. And I've tried to tell you that you don't have to worry about that, because he's not that person that you think that he is. And that person that a lot of people thought that he was like a Jackson Holliday and Alberto Mondesi, guys like that are 19, 18, 20, very, very young. Again, this guy played at Florida. He played in two College World Series. He was an academic All-American as well as a athletic All-American. He's wise beyond his years. The guy knows what he's doing, and he showed this organization too much, right? If that makes sense.
No, he did. It was, they looked at him, they said, there's no reason to keep you down, which is what you want a prospect to do. It's great, right?
And like, he did it without the home runs. He did it without the flashiness. That just came with it. And he did it with sacrifice flies that were needed in the third inning in AAA. It didn't matter if he was playing for the Naturals, or if he was playing for the Storm Chasers, or whoever he was playing for, he was going up there and he was being a ball player. And so when you bring somebody like that up to the big leagues, of course, it's an adrenaline shot to the arm. You think, we're excited. The ownership's excited, because now they get to sit back and think to themselves, okay, maybe we did draft another universal, you know, or a universal unicorn.
Yeah.
On our roster, maybe this is the guy that goes with Bobby. Maybe this is what those blowhards that talk from 6 to 10 a.m. talk about when it's Kelsey and Mahomes. Is it now going to be Bobby Witt and Cags? I'm not trying to put that much pressure on him yet, but what I want people to know is that he's not 18. He's a 22 mature kid that knows what his role is, and his role is to be a baseball player in this lineup. And I think, honestly, they will go Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny, Cags, Sal. I think you sandwich him between those two guys. I think you keep Vinny behind Bobby, so he's going to have some sort of, you know, thing there. Then you, but then the only problem is you would go lefty lefty. So maybe,
who cares?
Right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So maybe if anything, you would go Garcia, Bobby, Vinny, Sal, Cags, India, and that would be your, you know, that'd be your first six hitters in your lineup. Yeah. And it looks a little bit better than it has the last 2.5 months of baseball.
Well, anything looks better than what we've seen in the last 2.5 months. And so I think right now we spend too much time worrying about the semantics of a lineup. Just stick them in there, you know, wherever you want to hit them. I wouldn't worry about a lefty, lefty, righty, righty, or any of that kind of stuff. I do like your philosophy of where he hits between Vinny and Sal. And we were talking before the show, mm-hmm. and you go, I can hear the people now go, you want to hit him fourth? And you said, it's not about hitting him fourth. It's hitting him between two proven guys in, right. in the big leagues. And that's what you want. You want to have proven guys around Jack Caglione so he doesn't have to feel all the burden and the pressure of going out there and delivering. And so now you've got, okay, what are you going to do? You got Salvi behind Cags. All right. Salvi's starting to heat up a little bit. He had 3 hits yesterday. All right. I don't want to necessarily pitch to Salvi, so let's see what we can do with Cags. And maybe you throw a meatball to Cags and he knocks one out of the ballpark or something like that because you're worried about Salvi behind him. And so maybe you make a mistake to Jack Caglione and he capitalizes on that mistake. So that's why you want him, you know, batting between those two. You don't want him batting between, you know, MJ Melendez and Hunter Harvey, just for argument's sake. You know what I'm talking about.
Like, Hunter Harvey?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just two randos, right? Yeah. You want him out.
I don't want Hunter Harvey. Actually, you know what? Let's give Hunter Harvey a bat at this point.
How can it be any worse than what we've seen?
I mean, Hunter.
I mean, this offense has been very bad. And so that's why for me, I'm like, damn. I mean, like, Cags forced their hand. There's no doubt about it. But you know what else happened? This ball club needs Cags. As much as Cags forced their hand, this offense needs Jack Caglione. And I know when, you know, over the years when we've talked about trades that were made for this organization, and there weren't a lot of big trades made because this organization really hasn't been in a spot to make trades for that, you know, for that time of year because they haven't been a winning organization for the last 40 years. But in 03, when they went out and got Rondell White and Brian Anderson, or, you know, in 14, when they went out and got Raul Ibanez, or 15, when they went out and got, you know, guys like Ben Zobrist and Johnny Cueto, that's great for us as fans, but you don't know the residual effects that that has inside the organization and the extra oomph that these guys are going to get for that as well, because all these guys are now going to be excited. We have 2 months of a baseball season in the books. It's a very long season. There's still 4 months of this baseball season to go. This is officially the dog days. How do you keep guys fresh? How do you keep guys excited? How do you keep guys motivated? How do you change the mindset of the thinking of the players on your team right now? Because I guarantee you, after yesterday's game, raise your hand if you felt good about this offense yesterday, right? You didn't, right? How could those guys inside that locker room not feel the exact same way? Like, God, we're doing everything we possibly can. The thing's not turning. Hey, guys, by the way, we're going to bring up Cags. He's going to be inserted in this lineup, take a little pressure off you guys. That's going to make those guys excited because they all saw him in spring training. They all know how good he is. They all know that he can help this team. That's a shot of adrenaline for the 25 guys that are on this roster right now that need that shot of adrenaline, that need that extra kick, that need that boost. And sometimes you bring a guy like that up, he brings up the energy of everybody around him. Everybody relaxes and everybody starts playing better. I'm interested to see the residual effects of Jack Caglione on everybody else in this lineup, not just Cags, but the impact that he's going to have on everybody else. Cause I think he is going to have a very positive impact on everybody else in that lineup.
It's
and we need him to.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, we heard people talking about him last week as they were saying that they remind him. Well, JJ Piccolo said he reminded him of Pete Alonso. And then, you know, other guys said, the hell with Pete Alonso, gives me Shohei Ohtani vibe.
Yeah.
And he meant that by the power to all fields and the capability of just being such a sizable human being that can crowd the plate. Tuesday night in St. Louis is the debut. Palante is who he will go up against, the guy with a 4-3 record with a 4.23 ERA. Michael Lorenzen, yeah, exactly, is the other guy. So, yeah, we'll see.
Picante?
Yeah, that what you put on your McDonald's breakfast burritos. Make sure you get the hot one.
Can I ask you a totally off-the-wall question?
Sure.
What's the difference between salsa and picante?
I think they're the same thing.
Are they? Because sometimes you see picante sauce and sometimes you see salsa. Mac, figure that out for us, please.
I think that, like, picante is just, I think, probably, like, made with a different ingredient. Like, salsa's cold and picante's warm.
Quite similar. The main difference, their texture.
Yeah, I was going to say the texture picante is a lot softer, if that makes sense, than
tends
salsa.
To be smoother, resembling a puree or sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chunky for salsa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So picante is a smoother salsa type thing. Like you blended the salsa, you hit it in the food processor.
Right.
How do we get on picante versus salsa? Oh, that guy picante pitching for the Cardinals. Yeah.
Palante.
Yeah,
or something like that. Tuesday night. It is officially Jack Caglione's debut. Vern at 8:00. I'm wondering because you know how he gives away tickets.
Yeah,
for his
we have the Yankee tickets next week.
That's the next home game.
Yes,
I gotta assume Tuesday night Vern's giving away something. So we'll talk to
what
Vern
do you think
about
the ticket
that.
Sales are like today.
We've already had
Royals.
His text in, so they've already got their right field seats bought for the Yankee game in case there is that first home run. I'll tell you what, Royals fans. Let me tell you this right now. If that Jack Wagon goes out there that tries to steal home runs.
Oh, that guy?
I want bows to the nose.
What's that guy's name?
Richard. Put a bow to his nose, man. He ain't getting that first Cags homer. Okay?
What the hell is his name again?
I don't know.
Oh,
ball snatcher?
Yeah. You think that guy will show up in St. Louis tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy's a loser.
Uh-huh. So put your bow to his nose. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, remember they had the fake story that Major League Baseball banned him, and we were all excited about that. Like that shouldn't be a fake story. That guy should be banned from baseball. He's a detriment.
Yeah. So somebody asked, where will Cags play? Right field.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play right field. We saw Friday night he DH'd, and then it was funny. Rusty showed up right after we did. He had like a black shirt on, black pants. They're like, oh, backpack, fungo bat. We know what his job
That's
is
right
now.
Go catch fly balls. Rusty's he ready? Needs a couple. He's ready.
Yeah. When can we expect to see Cags? Monday.
Yeah, or maybe he DHs Monday up here.
There's a lot.
He could play first. He could play outfield. He could DH. There's a lot of places. Zach Campbell. That's the guy's name. Yeah, I couldn't remember him. I'm glad I didn't remember him.
St. Louis people, look out for Zach Campbell on Tuesday night. He will be in the right field area. Make sure you do not let him get any sort of memorabilia or any sort of option. Let's get into an overreaction because it is Monday. Are we all going to overreact to the same thing, or we have something else we want to overreact to?
Well, I mean, I think we could all overreact to the offense of the of the Kansas City Royals over the weekend. And you know, up until Cags got called up last night, it was going to be, what are we going to do about this offense? And I don't think it's an overreaction anymore. And clearly it's not an overreaction because the organization acted on that reaction. It's been 2 months now. We see what this ball club is. You kind of have an idea of who you are and where you're going and what you're doing, and the overreaction has been this offense has not been good, and the organization went out there and said, you know what, you're right, we're not going to sit here any longer, we're not going to continue to waste games, we're not going to continue to take our starters and make them go out there and not get the job done and not get the victories and waste all this time. We've got to figure out a way to capitalize on what's happening right now, because every day that goes by is one less day that we get an opportunity to go out there and win a game. And we cannot continue to waste our pitching, and we cannot continue to waste these starts, and we cannot continue to waste these bullpen efforts. We've got to figure out a way to score some runs. And we got to do it before animosity starts to creep in on this team, because you can go all the way back to the 2003 Chiefs when they were scoring on offense and not stopping anybody on defense, and how that all turned and it ended in a bad, bad way with the no punt game in the postseason. We don't want that. We don't want the animosity to creep in. We want this team to still stay together and be good. But I mean, human nature, man, we're out here busting our ass. You can't even score one run. So that, the overreaction would have been the offense, but the organization did the overreaction for us and brought up Jack Caglione. So no overreaction there.
Mac, you have an overreaction?
Yeah, I would go with you, Dusty. I mean, Cags is going to change this team. Cags is going to propel this offense to being competent.
Mm.
And that's all this team needs. I think we're grasping for one or two runs, and that's really all the Royals need, is an extra one or two runs a game, and they're the best team in
Not
baseball.
Not an extra just one or two runs per game.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever, hell, that would be if extra. They would have scored two runs yesterday, they'd have won.
Twice in two games this weekend. Yes, right, yes. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is that he does have that capability. He is, when you talk about Jamaal Charles back in the day being a home run hitter, because he could take the ball and go 70 on any given play, same situation. This is where that's where this metaphor comes from. Because now if, say, Bobby gets on and Vinny, grounds out to third, but Bobby goes to second, Sal gets up, draws a walk, and then here's the rookie, Jack Caglione, crack, 3-0. And you give that shot to, he might be a bigger shot to this pitching. That might be my overreaction. Caglione might be a bigger shot to the arm for the pitching staff than he will be the batting.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. That's a great take.
All of a sudden, now the pitchers are like, okay, just give me one.
Yeah.
Just give me one. All I need is one now. And then all of a sudden, what that does is the pitchers are going, okay, this 22-year-old kid just got the lineup awoken, and now all of a sudden I can go out there and I can take a little bit off now. Now I know that I can give up two or three. Jack Caglione might be more important to this pitching staff that does not need him than he is to this lineup itself because of the vibes that will become if he is that kid that can be that patient, cool, calm, collected hitter that he's shown in Double A and in Triple A.
Yeah, and I think you're right about taking the pressure off the pitchers, because guys in baseball will tell you there are differences between regular innings and high leverage innings. And right now, every inning that has been pitched by this ball club has been a high leverage inning because there's no room for error. Mm-hmm. And when you pitch high leverage innings, you're putting more stress, you're putting more wear and tear, you're putting more everything on your body. You want less high leverage innings for your pitchers. And if you score a couple of early runs, then these guys aren't going to have a lot of high leverage innings. They're going to have a lot of innings where they can just go out there and be free and clear, and that makes a difference for later on in the season. Yeah, they pitched 200 innings, but how many of those were high leverage situations? And if we get less and less and less of those high leverage situations, the better off these guys are going to be, the stronger they're going to be, and the better they're going to pitch when October rolls around.
I was just going to say, what if the overreaction is that he is the savior? We keep saying, oh, he's not the savior. What if he is? You know, and
that's what I've said all along.
And he doesn't need to save a lot. This is one of the best defensive teams in baseball, and a team that, as we just mentioned, needs a run or two. If he can get a few hits, a few RBIs, just kind of give an umph to the rest of this lineup, maybe he is the savior.
Yeah, and if he gets everybody else pulling their way too, he can't be the only one. Now, no. Look, Bobby Witt has stunk for the last 30 days. He's hit 250 over the last month of the season. Part of that is because he's feeling all the pressure, I'm sure, and he's trying to go out there and get the job done. But his numbers need to come up too, right? Like if Jack Caglione gets into this lineup and he's getting hits, but still nobody's getting on base around him.
No, it's going to take other people too.
Everybody's now the clock is really ticking. Like the first 2 months of the season, we could sit here and say, oh, okay, the offense, the offense, the offense. Well, now they went out and brought up the biggest prospect in your system and put him into the middle of this lineup for you. Take pressure off of everybody else. Like now there's no more excuses, you know, for right now in this lineup. Right. Guys have to raise their game, including the shortstop, including the catcher. Both of those guys need to be better. I mean, Bobby's stats over the last month have been putrid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And again, a lot of that has to do with nobody else being there in the lineup. But now that excuse has been removed. Everybody should take that next step forward.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's throwing anything to Bobby. They don't have to. They'll just throw it everybody else, and you get one pitch per at bat,
right.
And then you also add pressing plus, like, you know, everything else that goes with it. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.